You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM, and I'm here with Alex Trenchard, the founder of Stand and Calling. Hello, Alex. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm a bit sort of rough around the edges after three amazing days at this at Stand and Calling, but I think I'm refreshed enough to go into the final day and night.
Brilliant. It's my first Stand and Calling. I've done many festivals. I must just say I've absolutely loved it. It's the atmosphere is really, really good. It's family friendly without being too over the top, and just so much choice. I mean, sort of, you must be so delighted with the festival.
I'm really happy with this year. I'm proud of what everyone's achieved and built. And you know, as you say, we managed to kind of we've remained true to what Stan's been all about, which is something that is everyone can enjoy, but then at the same time doesn't feel a bit tame. Normally when things, you know, they it's for everyone, everyone feels that they're being shortchanged somehow. So what we're trying to create is a festival that is fun, that everyone can enjoy, but at the same time has a bit of an edge. And that's certainly I felt the case this year with, you know, seeing all the families running around at the festival in the daytime, and then in the nighttime the festival flips on its head, and we had 3,000 people in a tent dancing to Hot Chip, which was fantastic last night.
Yeah, it's a difficult balancing act, and many people don't get it right, but I think you definitely have done. So the theme this year, the future. Tell me a bit about that.
So yeah, we decided to focus on the future this year. So we split the sites into a utopian bit, a dystopian bit, a sort of a vision of Earth 2.0, where we built a giant spaceship, and then a sort of more intergalactic zone where we had a dance tent, which in a giant geodome.
Yeah, indeed, which is, you can probably just about make out that in the background, and the Bootleg Beatles have just come onto the stage here. I mean, it's an eclectic lineup. I mean, how heavily involved are you in choosing the acts that play?
So I book all the lineup. I always have. It's one of the bits of the festival I really enjoy. It's always a challenge not just to book the acts that I like, but book the acts for the whole audience. So this year we had quite a balance. Bill, ranging from our headliners Paloma Faye, George Ezra, Brian Ferry, and then other bands like Acid Mother's Temple that I think most people would never see in this country, which is quite a sort of niche band. But that's what we do at Stand, and it's about kind of ensuring as wide a bill as possible, so people actually see different types of music than they'd ordinarily go to see.
Yeah, and there's certainly plenty of opportunity for that with the different stages. Laundry Meadows, Starbase, BBC Introducing, and obviously the main stage are probably only you couldn't put a pin in it and actually say that there's one type of genre across any of those stages. So it's exciting, and as you say, the late night stuff is there, and some really good comedy this year. I said I don't know how long you've been doing the comedy, but there's some of the really sort of some fairly big names in comedy as well.
Yeah, so you know, Sean Walsh, Kerry Godliman. We really put a lot. We realised last year how popular comedy is, and so we've ensured that the lawn is to space for comedy first and foremost. And I think Sean Walsh was up there earlier today to a packed tent, and I think, you know, we want to just build on our comedy lineup and do more and more of it.
Okay. Highlights for you so far, sort of music-wise?
Music-wise, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club yesterday was fantastic. I love that. And then from the audience interaction perspective, I thought that George Ezra and his homecoming gig, born and bred in Hartford, 10 minutes up the road, came back, and half the audience, you know, were there to see George, and a lot, great many of them, a great many of the people in the audience actually knew George, and it was like such an emotional kind of, you could see the emotion going both ways, so that was fantastic. And then last night, Hot Chip were great. I've also enjoyed a bit of drum and bass in the Cowshed, the Hospital Records last night. That was really good in this sort of dystopian cityscape that we built. They love playing in there. So, all in all, it's, you know, from, I'm not sure many, many people would cite George Ezra, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club and Hospital Records in a sentence. But that shows how varied the show is. Yeah.
And also your obvious love of music, which is lovely to see. Yeah. And really exciting. So too early to ask what's next for Stan and Cooley?
Well, I think you can give me August off and then I maybe will have some news, hopefully, in the autumn.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for your time. And that's been great.
Thank you.